You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Foil Hat. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, on Twitter at Tinfoil Hat Cast, reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow,
on Instagram at Tinfoil Hat Pod,
or allcomedytshirts.com.
Email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Foil hat.
I can hear you.
What fun happened today on the Sabbath?
What happened today? Nothing really. I went running. My body is slowly dying.
How so?
I'm just out of shape.
It always feels like that the first.
We gotta get back into jiu-jitsu, bro.
I know. I've been meaning to hit up the guy who just opened up the Covina 10th Planet. I always watch him on the Instagram, so I'm coming for you guys. They have an open from 6:30 to 7:30 on Fridays. They have free mat open to all. So maybe I'll see you there on a Friday if you guys are in Covina.
Dude, our crew versus your crew. Hey, dude, are you into QAnon Anonymous?
Well, you know me. That's what makes us good is that we are the yin yang. Your power, corruption, like money, politics, kind of deep. You know, all that like real shit. And I'm like further, like way more woo-woo, occult, paranormal, fringe, like interdimensional.
I want to start doing more paranormal on the show.
But it's good because you make me have to like research stuff. And then I'll be like, God damn, I remember that email from that guy that sent us the white rabbit.
Oh, by the way, some guy named Eric has gone. Did you go on emails today?
Not today.
This guy Eric went off. Like sent us like 30 emails, and I love the passion, but then at some point I'm like,
was it criticism or positive?
No, it was all like, yeah, check this out. This is a great story. You should see this story, and I'm like, I appreciate the passion.
Hell yeah, how long ago was it when the UFC fight for Fight Nanny's baby? Was it 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
shit just moved by so fast. A guy came out from San Bernardino, and we were talking out on the patio, and he was blowing my mind with some stuff. And I'm like, this is what it's all about, dude. Just when we think that, like, we've, like, heard it all, you know?
I love it, dude.
I got an email from someone there, like, can you please do a 5G episode? I know Sam said it's, like, some sketchy shit.
It scares me. It does, dude. It scares me.
12 days, starting at 9.5 million. What is your guess?
12 days. 9.5 million. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, deep-pocketed daredevils can now reserve a spot on Aurora Station, billed as the first ever luxury space hotel.
Oh, my God. Would you ever do that?
We down? Aurora, in essence, is a modular space station.
Oh, fuck that noise.
It fits 6 people, including 2 crew members at a time, for its 12-day trips. So we're talking 8 people total. Up in a tiny little thing that's probably the size of a
normal. Dude, I see the sci-fi movie right now. Rich people go to space, aliens come, they have to stop it, and then somehow they get back.
And they come back, and what it does is just makes them poor. It just removes
They come back, and one of them's been like face-humped by the aliens, and now the aliens are here on the planet, and they just kill us all off. Dude, nothing good can come from this.
So the station measures a total of 455 square feet. So that,
what?
To put in basic perspective, that's almost the exact size as a Motel 6 room, which is 325 square feet. So we're only talking about very like another bathroom or a closet.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine being just orbiting now as Eddie Bravo talks about 26,000 miles or 17,000 miles? And you're just inside of a tiny little Motel 6 room.
Oh, go nuts. What happened to that group of people they were going to send to Mars? And they were like whittling them down. And I was like, dude, you guys are going to the minute that rocket takes off, you're going to regret the fuck out of that.
Who knows?
I said you got to send gay guys because they can wear wigs and just mix it up. And, you know, everybody's new all the time.
Why do we need humans? This is why we need the robots.
Well, that's the whole point, dude. Send the fucking robots. Why aren't they sending robots? Why isn't Boston Dynamics stop making eating robots and send fucking go to Mars robots?
I guess I was spreading misinformation on that eater.
Oh, is that real?
Who knows? It probably is real. Now that we've talked about it, it's kind of like...
Hey, dude, say it. So it was mentioned, so it... what's that old saying?
It's kind of like we're reading the never-ending story, and as we read it, it comes true, you know? And it's starting to rain outside.
That's a good movie. Every thought you make comes real. Imagine if that was a thing. Anything that popped in your head became real.
Yeah, but only rich-ass white people would spend shit tons of money, $9.5 million each, to play Space Farmer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What the hell? I'm rich. Old McDonald had a farming in fucking space.
I'm Will Rogers, lunar eggplant farmer. Yeah. I come a long line of moonrakers.
Send all the vegans up there. Only kidding. I love vegans.
Yeah, so Aurora will also make one full orbit 200 miles above the Earth every 90 minutes, which means the guests get views of 16 sunrise and sunsets in a 24-hour period. Talk about going crazy, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Can you bring drugs up there? Can you do like shrooms in space?
We're going to have to email them. The hotel is being developed by the tech company Orion Span, which Orion I happen to be, so I'll get in touch with them.
Do they need Orion, the face of Orion?
Shit, let's do this, man. You guys need someone that looks like a Zach Galifianakis over here.
If they put Zach Galifianakis in Game of Thrones, that's who you are.
A White Walker, a Beta Walker over here. It's slated to launch into space in 2021, and its host is first guest in 2022. So we're talking like what? Really close, dude.
Yeah. I have no desire to go to space. I don't think it works out. Oh, by the way, dude, somebody started your Get Eddie to Space GoFundMe. Is that $1,500?
What? Dude, give us the money, dude. We'll get Eddie into space, yeah. Dude.
Give Ryan the cash. It's his fucking idea.
Yeah, speaking of money, the reservation deposit, though fully refundable, sets you back $80,000.
What?
So, is this where we're going to... Maybe we did. Let's sign up Eddie, dude. He can have his first lunar jiu-jitsu seminar.
Dude, imagine if you were in space in a fucking hotel room and people are doing jujitsu in the middle of the hotel room.
Zero gravity rolling just across the walls and the ceilings nonstop. Eddie.
Yeah,
just...
dude, that sounds like a house of horrors in space.
Plug that thing for everyone out there.
Well, dude, the San Francisco thing. So the San Francisco show is June 1st. The Sacramento show is June 2nd. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it. It's going to be a giant night of conspiracy and comedy. We're very excited because this festival is going on at the same time, which means comedy is going to be jumping out there. But we have the best venue in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We have the premier venue, Cobbs. It's huge. I'm telling you, man, Tim Dillon's not going to be out there.
No.
I thought he's not there. I asked him if he's going to be there. If he was there, it'd be great to just sneak him in on the show.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been listening more and more to his podcast. It's fucking good. It's like, it's real just fun, but also crazy as shit, man.
Well, you know what, dude? I think our niche is that we are the training wheels. We are the initiation into it. And when you want to go deeper, you go listen to Carl Woods or those conspiracy guys or Grimerica. I love how someone goes like, hey, you guys should check out Grimerica. Hey, you should check out earlier episodes, fuckface. But, you know, so it's like it's going to be packed. So we're going to just what we're doing, guys. Listen, man, if we pack this out, we could come to your town. I know. So if you ever want a trip to San Francisco, this is time to do the trip. This is a time to go and rock and pack it out.
Get an Airbnb with some friends.
Get an Airbnb. Get your fucking bunker and come on out. Get your cult of people to come with you. Bring your cult. Bring them to San Francisco.
Yeah, there's a guy that's been saying he's definitely going to win, and he's been sending pictures. He's got like a disco bald suit. And he's like, oh, I'm going to win. And I was like, yeah, anyone with a disco bald mirrored suit, chances are he's the life
of the
party.
Well, don't let disco bald guy win battle. Bring more people. I'll have a couple people come back. I don't give a shit. I'll do a mean greet with anybody. I just, listen, dude, this is a big moment for conspiracies because it means that we're getting getting brand recognition.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, we'll bring out people like Carl Wood and the Grimerica guys and those conspiracy guys, those weird-looking motherfuckers. We'll get them to come the fuck out. We got to find out when he's going to be here, and we need to do another Ice House big show.
Yeah, let's get it going again, dude. I'm excited, dude.
Get those fucking guys, you know? And then you got to look at our boy. You know who's really blown up again is Dan Cummins.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, that show is blowing up. He's selling out show after show.
Oh, yeah. He's found his own niche. He's got an army, man. I would love for the Time Suck and the tinfoil hat and the Higher Side Chats, Grimerica, Freeman Fly, Skeptico, dude. You name it, dude. Jay Dyer. If you guys don't know, man, we're bringing them all together. You know, we're not saying we're the gem in the crown, but
we are not the gem.
We know where we stand.
We're the jesters.
Well, hell, besides that, spread the word. We love you guys.
So we got to get these t-shirts done. We haven't put out a good t-shirt in a while.
Oh, I got something really awesome from Ireland, actually.
We got to start cranking out some t-shirts.
Yeah, if you guys right now are creative, doing anything from everything from artwork all the way into if you guys liked some of those outro music that we do on the studio sessions.
If you want to make a cool intro, make another intro. We're into everything, dude. We got to get a live show in LA too. June 1st is a big day in our lives. Big day for conspiracies. We go big or we go fucking home.
Tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat.
It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.